Morrison.
CanadianThinker.com by Freddie P. Joining me on the phone from back east is Freddie Patterson. Freddie?
Yes.
You can't hear it, but in the background right now, I am currently playing a song by a wonderful punk rock band called Peter and the Test Tube Babies, and the song is appropriately titled Up Your Bum.
That's cool.
So, Freddie, before we talk playoffs, today you had a surgical procedure.
Well, no, you wouldn't call it a surgical procedure. You would call it a medical procedure. And I'm sure most of your listening audience, the age they are, they aren't ready for colonoscopies because it's recommended in your late 40s, early 50s, the first one, to have a look up there to make sure you don't have polyps in the beginning of colon cancer. But everyone should be aware. So, you know, if you have a father who is a little older and hasn't had his colonoscopy yet, get him out there and tell him there's nothing to worry about. I went through it this morning. And it was a breeze.
It was a breeze, really?
Well, as I told you on our last segment, the prep is worse than the actual procedure because you have to take this elixir with water. You drink it, and then you literally explode. It cleans you right out. I took my first dose yesterday at 2, and I spent a lot of time in the washroom, and then I had to take a second dose last night at 9, and by the end, you are clean, my friend, as a whistle.
Quick question. How long after the period of time you actually drink it till you go running screaming into the bathroom?
Well, it's about an hour.
Okay, so you get plenty of notice.
Oh, you get plenty of notice. You're sitting there watching the hockey game, eh? You're all pissed off because the Habs are actually giving the Capitals a game. Next thing you know, you get a rumble and a tumble, and you have to dash. As a matter of fact, I was in the room last night, the small room, when the Habs scored in overtime. So that's one good thing about it. I should also mention you can't eat during the entire prep time, too. So it made this morning's brunch quite enjoyable. But, again, colonoscopy is something that all guys in their late 40s, early 50s should think about. And if you're not of that age, push your father, your grandfathers. It was amazing this morning to talk to the doctor and how many men refuse to have this procedure because they don't want their bum probed. Hey, we can all relate to that, but I'll tell you, if it gets out of hand and you let it go too long and you have problems up there, just look at Pat Burns.
Yeah, simple as that. On a serious note, on not such a serious note. So you had that done. Have you already done the prostate check? Did you already do that?
Oh, of course.
I mean by an actual doctor.
Oh, yeah.
Not when you pay for it.
not by my next-door neighbor. Oh, listen, I've had the digit, and I've had the PSA. I've had it all. Hey, I'm ready to roll, buddy.
I'm glad you're feeling well, and I'm glad things worked out for you today. You mentioned the Habs. Boy, there was a lot of surprises in Game 1 in the playoffs, were there not?
Yeah, Ottawa beating Pittsburgh blew me away. I'm not a big Ottawa fan. And then Montreal over Washington last night. Two things stuck out. I don't know if out there in the papers they're calling him Novechkin because, I mean, he not one shot on goal last night. And then goaltending, Halak, way better than Theodore. I'll tell you, there's got to be some concern there in Washington. Montreal played them like a fiddle. It'll be interesting to see what happens in Game 2 going forward. And the Senators played a similar game against Ottawa. There was more scoring, but they just played a great tactical game. There's just no getting around it.
You know, when you live in the East like you do, Freddie, you tend not to be able to see a lot of the West Coast games because they go rather late. And I know, being a man of your age, you like to be in bed so that you can watch the sun come up. but, you know, I watched San Jose take on Colorado the other day. And once again, we don't need to get too much into it. San Jose doing exactly what they've done the last 4 years in a row, losing the first game, not looking like the dominant team they're supposed to be. But I was really surprised, Freddie, of how the most enjoyable game I saw, no offense to Canucks fans, because the Canucks-Kings game, because the Canucks won, it was a good game. If they hadn't, it would have been a boring game, which it was. But the game that I enjoyed the most was actually Phoenix-Detroit Game 1.
Yes.
Did you see it?
Yes.
I'm telling you, that's going to be a good series.
Absolutely, and I'm looking forward to Nashville-Chicago tonight as well.
Yeah, Nashville-Chicago should be a real even series too. But, Freddie, I am in Vancouver, so I got to ask you, from an outsider's perspective, can the Canucks beat the Kings?
Oh, I think so. I watched most of that game last night too, although I didn't see overtime. And I'm very happy that Vancouver won, because I was concerned that the Kings would do to Vancouver what Ottawa and Montreal did to Washington and Pittsburgh, respectively. You know, because there's such high expectations in Vancouver, and you know, the Kings are a formidable team. I was just afraid that if Vancouver lost that first game, it might just set them on a bad run or a bad roll. So as a Canuck fan right now, as the Canucks being Fred Patterson's Canada's team, I was very happy with that outcome last night. I think it's a good start for the Canucks to get that first one under the belt.
Spoken like a true Vancouverite, my friend.
Mm-hmm.
CanadianThinker.com by Freddie P. That's the website you can go to for continuous updates and even bum advice.
Yeah.
The last two words are yours, Freddie.
Loving you.